There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show with part two. That's number two. That's Dos in Espanolo. Of how I've been able to stack wins consistently over the past, most recently the past few years. Okay, so if you guys have been following me for a while, you know I've been a retired MMA pro MMA fighter. Apparently not a speaker. I fought in Bellator, fought in the XFC. I've been on ESPN. Fought some big names. But a lot of that, if you look through my record, wasn't always that always where it needs to be. So, you know, last week on or last episode on this podcast, we talked about one of the most important things is getting your body right. So when I was fighting, my body was almost always in good shape. Good shape is possible when you're a pro MMA fighter and you spar too much, right? My body was beat up, of course, but we were in shape. We took care of ourselves. The diet was on point. The diet and nutrition was on point. The condition was on point. Whatever we needed to do was on point to make sure we were able to win the fight. And we didn't win all of them, right? You know, honestly. So just because you have your physical right doesn't mean you're going to have your mental right, right? I can look through my record and tell you exactly where my mind was for most of those fights. I won a few fights I shouldn't have in my head from a mental standpoint. I lost some fights. I lost a lot of fights I should have won because of my mindset. And, you know, I got into mindset coaching as a client while I was doing Worlds. I won one IBJJF Worlds, whatever year that was, 2021 maybe. I don't fucking know. I don't care. But I did those things because I was able to do those things despite some... I'll give you a really good example of overcoming some mindset and how important that is. So I did a combat jiu-jitsu tournament. Combat jiu-jitsu is basically jiu-jitsu except when you're on the ground, you can beat the fuck out of each other with open hands. So I did that. I finally got one. Nobody backed out. I went 3-0 that day. And in the finals, the guy was he's in a lot better shape than I was because I don't really train that hard for jiu-jitsu. He's a lot better shape than I was in theory. And it was supposed to be a 3-hour event. Like 9 hours later, I'm coming up and they're like, hey, you're up next. Cool. So I do my warm up. Oh, we're going to do an intermission because, you know, fuck it. We're only 6 hours behind. So we do an intermission. Then they move another match ahead of me and everything goes wrong. And then what I kept saying to myself was this, okay? It's a mindset principle from wrestling mindset. Is I'm grateful for the opportunity to compete. I am aggressive and relentless. I have no fear of losing or making mistakes, and I never, ever give up. And those things, I kept going through my head, kept going through my head, kept going through my head. And then the other thing I really started focusing on was, focus on what can I control? I can control my warm-up. I can control my breathing. I can control my mindset. I can control how much I drink. I control my if I'm wearing my hoodie or not. What can I control? I was like, focus on what you can control. Focus on what you can control. And those things have really paralleled to life, you know, and business in particular for me. So, you know, I compare the athletic stuff because most people are athletes, right? You know, at least at some point, they're some sort of athlete in their life. If not, I highly recommend you try something. Try jiu-jitsu. No matter how old you are, there's a jiu-jitsu program near you. It may not be any good, but it is what it is. Fuck it, move to Asheville, join my gym. But, you know, go out and compete. You'd be surprised how much you get out of competing. You know, you get to really see things. There's guys who I beat up in the gym, and they beat my ass in competition and vice versa. You know, so go out there and compete at least once in your life. I think that should be a big takeaway. But, you know, I went from an MMA fighter, a fairly successful one, to an entrepreneur. And a lot of that I didn't really make the transition mentally from athlete to entrepreneur, from athlete to businessman, right? So a lot of the stuff I had to shift was my mindset. I've always been a very open-minded person when it comes to business, right? To anything, honestly. You know, I'll try that, or that could be reasonable. You know, I'm the fucking kid who never stopped asking why. That's me, right? So, you know, we had to really focus on the mindset to be successful, right? A lot of my losses, the vast majority of my losses in MMA was because my mindset wasn't right. The vast majority of my losses in life, guess what? My fucking mindset wasn't right. Okay, so having the right mindset is paramount for success, all right? So I'm going to give you guys three things in your fucking brain, right? That you guys can apply to your life, which will help you succeed more, to win faster, you know, to win more often. I just ripped off my coach's fucking slogan, but it's true. Fuck it. That's what he wants anyway. So, how you guys can stack more wins, right? Because three years ago now, I don't know, during COVID, it's all a blur to me. I went from a loser with, I don't know how much money I was making, not very much. But I went from a loser who was not making very much money in a house that should have been condemned to owning two houses in fucking less than a year, right? Because I started doing the thing, I started making moves, I started doing the right things. And I'll tell you right now, the number one fucking thing that I did, the number one mindset shift that I had, and it really came to a culmination then, so that's probably about 5 years, was gratitude. And I talk about it a lot, but I can't fucking even, I can't even get to words how powerful that is. I was with the Win Rate guys at a planning event, Clifton Muckenfoos. You should definitely check him out. Just Google him. That is the happiest fucking dude. He's got to be a serial killer. Got to be. You ever show Dexter? It's one of my favorite shows. Dexter had a boat. Clifton has a boat. I'm just saying, right? But that's one of the happiest, most grateful, gratitude-filled person I met. Nate was there. Sam was there. Obviously, Mike and Tiff and all those guys were there. But, man, just the level of gratitude, seeing the things that those guys have, the level of gratitude, and you can see why, right? So, you know, and I can't speak for them, you know, listen to their podcasts and stuff, but for me, you know, I really started, I write down every single day my five things I'm grateful for. I do almost every morning. I'm looking at my thing right now. Where is my gratitude? So 18 days in a row. The best I've ever done was 109 days in a row that I messed up. And the last, how many of them? Can't tell you all. No? So 90% in the last 30 days. Last 7 days, 100. I don't know. I can't look at this. It's not telling me the data I want. 87% of the time I write my gratitudes, right? Since I started doing this in March, maybe, right? So it's been a big thing, you know, and you can go through and look at them. I put mine on my Facebook stories, Instagram stories right now because I'm banned on Facebook, but I put them on my Instagram stories because I want to be able to see them. Right, I've got them written down in books and stuff, but I want to see it. But the reason I'm doing it is I want you guys to see the power of gratitude. I've got multiple people send me messages. Hey, man, thank you for that. Hank, thank you for that. I do it every day now. I do it consistently. Whatever. That's a big part of it, is helping other people. So gratitude is contagious, man. I'm not going to go into, I don't remember the study exactly, but if you're around a low performer, your performance drops by 40%. And if you're around a high performer, it goes up like 10% or vice versa. I don't know the exact numbers, but like being around good people, right? Being around the right people is a big thing. And if you're grateful, right? If you're a more positive person, you're going to attract more positive people, right? And, you know, so the number one thing for me was gratitude. It didn't matter how fucking bad of a day it was. You know, and dude, trust me, there have been some fucking bad ones. There's days I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Maybe I should join the army the third fucking time I thought about it, right? Maybe I should just sell this business. Maybe I should go fucking do this. Maybe I should go back to construction. Right? You know, at least I know what times I'll see my wife. But, you know, even on those bad days, dude, I'm grateful for the shit. Man, and I'm so fucking grateful for all of the insanity. You know, I had to do something fucking stupid the other day. I took a fucking beating. We're talking about these two more things real quick. But, like, that the gratitude for the fucking bad day, it really sat with me. I was grateful I made that mistake, man. I'll never make that fucking mistake again. I'll never fucking do anything to, I will try to never do anything from that deviates me from my core values again, right? So talk about being around those great guys, and that kind of segues me to the next part is you want to be the dumbest guy in the room, right? There's a couple things to this, right? You want to be the dumbest guy in the room. Everybody says, "Oh, your network is your net worth, and your network is your net worth." And I do agree with that to some extent, right? But also, you can't be a taker, man. You can't just like take. You have to give. You have to give value back. You have to not be a piece of shit. So with that, like where that really sits with me is, you know, you want to be constantly learning from somebody. Just because you're not the dumbest guy in the room, right, doesn't mean that you can't learn from people dumber than you too. Even if it's what not to do, it's that mindset of, oh, I already know that versus thank you for the reminder. Got that from my boy Alan Belcher, man. He's fucking killing it right now. Super happy for that guy. But, you know, the thing with being the dumbest guy in the room is you get to learn, man. You get to be vulnerable, right? And where that's hard for people, there's a couple caveats that I don't just be in the room and sit there like a fucking fly on the wall, right? Be vulnerable, man. No matter what level your room you're in, be vulnerable. I watched a couple guys break into tears this weekend talking about their lives, man. It's the fucking truth, dude. Like that, like it takes more balls to tell somebody how you feel and what you've gone through into a fucking group. I've never met some of those guys, right? To fucking strangers than is to carry that load by yourself. And that's what we expect. So, you know, being the dumbest guy in the room is a really valuable situation so you can learn from people. You can level up, right? And as you level up, right, as you're leveling up to get closer to that room, you're going to be able to bring other people up with you, right? So, and that kind of ties into my mission and my purpose and my core values, which is the last thing for the mindset or the main focus, right, is gratitude, being the dumbest guy in the room. So constantly be learning, constantly be evolving, pushing yourself, right? Just think about this. Hey, go back to the health and fitness. If you work out with somebody who's stronger than you, you're going to get stronger, right? If you work with somebody who's lazy, doesn't want to work as hard as you, you're going to be lazy. They're going to call out. So make sure you surround yourself with good people or the right people. I think that's a better fucking way of saying that, being the dumbest guy in the room. So surround yourself with better people, right? And the last one, the reason I talk about my core values every day is my personal purpose is to empower, inspire, and show others how those willing to do the work can achieve more than imagined possible by being the example, right? And if I'm not talking about the things I do, I'm not the example. I can't empower you if I don't talk about it. If I don't do this, I'm not fucking empowering anybody, right? I can't inspire anybody. You know, I don't like bragging. Like, I don't... My Broncos, probably the coolest thing I own. I'm trying to think. No, it's probably the coolest thing I own, right? My rental house is cool. I think my Bronco cost me more in the beginning. But, yay flips. You know, it's one of those situations where I feel obligated to do that. It's my obligation, my duty to show you guys that anybody can win. I'm not that fucking smart. I am very good looking. That's why I got a face for podcasts. But there's a video version of this. But you know, I got a face for podcasts. You know, I'm strong as fuck too. You know, so that's good. But like, I'm not special, man. And it's been a struggle for me to take the discipline from MMA and jiu-jitsu and strength and conditioning and all that shit and shift to business. And the reason that's so fucking difficult is because there's an end date. You're fighting on July 14th. You're fighting on February 14th, and which is Tuesday. It's Valentine's Day. All right, you're fighting April 2nd. You know what the fucking end date is, right? That's where this comes different. That's where this becomes different is it's really difficult to fucking work hard every single day because we don't have that big vision at the end. You know, it's really fucking difficult. And having a purpose, having a mission, having a vision, having all of these things, goals and initiatives and things you want to accomplish and look at daily is going to be a real big one. I'll tell you right now, man, when I'm in those fucking rooms with those guys, I am by far the poorest, like least income based, like that kind of poorest person in those rooms ever. They talk about doing months that look like my years, right? And the thing about it is, I'm in a very different industry. The first day, it was kind of rough. I'm like, these numbers are real? In a fucking month? Fuck this gym. I'm going to go open a mulch yard. But I'm in the top 1% of my industry. I'm really fucking good at what I do. So, you know, the last part about that is looking at yourself and then measuring the progress. You know, I'm actually going to message my coach after this. I saw a guy talk the other day. And I was like, man, that was exactly where I was, about where I was a year ago. It's really fucking wild to see how far I've come. And I'm not putting him down. I'm not knocking him. He just started his journey later than me. He'll probably fucking beat me. Like, you know, probably make more money than me already. You know, but that's not why I do it. Money's important, right? And we're going to talk about that in the next podcast because fucking money is important. But the things that really help me put my wins together is, one, defining what the fuck winning's like is to me. What is winning? Is it $1 million a year? One of the things that I used to have in my championship day, let me find it real quick. I'm not looking at the old version, but I want $1 million a year personal income. I just put that in there. It's completely gone. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've whittled it down to 3 things that I will do, right? I will own the gym, the building for my gym compound. I will be the CEO of my life, and I will own the most perfect tract of land in West North Carolina. That may change too, right? Maybe somewhere else. But like, that's the thing, is I'm whittling it down to things that are really fucking important to me. And that's what winning looks like. So I was driving. There's one more thing that really torments me. And I'm kind of talking in circles a little bit. But that torments me is complacency versus gratitude. Oh, this is enough. This is enough. When is enough enough? Enough will never be fucking enough. There's never going to be enough. That's it. I am in the constant pursuit of expanding my being. I think that's Ed Milet says. I'm in constant pursuit of expanding my being. And what the thing I'm chasing right now, the number one thing I'm chasing right now, is blissful dissatisfaction. I want to be blissfully dissatisfied. I've had a few fucking tastes of it, man. It's really fucking good. It's like, if you've ever done mushrooms, and like a fucking bunch of mushrooms, that's how I like to do them. There's like this warming feeling that comes over your body, dude, and that's what it was. And mushrooms did not fucking touch it. And I've eaten a shitload of mushrooms, right? Blissful dissatisfaction is, I am extremely grateful for what I have, but I'm not done yet. And that's kind of the direction I'm working for. So, you know, the things that have allowed me to do that, the things that have allowed me to get closer to that, right? Where the fuck? No. Is my mindset. The way I look at things. The gratitude. Constantly pushing myself by being around better people. And sometimes that means getting rid of people. It just does. I don't talk to many people. I don't. I talk to my wife. Talk to my coaches, talk to my friends. I do really enjoy some of the friends I have, you know, but it's one of those things where, like, I just don't care. The people, you are some of the 5 people you spend the most time with, right? Well, who you spend the most time with? Do an audit on that shit. You know, and I'm going to break all these down into smaller podcasts, but it's kind of overview. And then having your core values, man. If I never make a penny again, another single more penny than I make right now, I'll be great. I will have a phenomenal life. All right, but I'm not done yet, man. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make a fuckload of money. I'm trying to figure out how exactly without compromising my core values. All right, I could easily run a fucking bullshit BJJ gym where you pay for fucking testing and everybody's a goddamn black belt and stripes and shit. I just don't fucking do it. I don't believe in that shit. I believe hard work gets results. You know, hard work, easy life. That's what it comes down to. And you can choose the hard you want. You can have a hard, you can work hard, or you can have a fucking hard life. Like, that's what it is. You know, we talk about that, tying the fitness side into, like, yeah, you can go run, you can go do things that you want to do or whatever the situation is, but, you know, lift weights, do jiu-jitsu, eat right, that's hard. But so's the fucking idea of not being able to hike with my wife. So's the idea of not being able to, if I have kids, pick them up, play with them. Right? So these are fucking things that are important to me. And then, you know, having your core values. Right? For me, it's rogue. It's rogue first. Rogue means basically you've turned your back on society. Right? And that's something that I've, part of my why, well, that's why we always do it. No. Why? That's stupid. I don't do things the way you do. And more than anything, it's uncontrollable or unanswerable. You cannot tell me what to do. One of the things that in my fucking, my championship legacy is I will be ungovernable. I mean, how's that? I'll be healthy and be fucking just absolute staff with cash. I know I can fight like a motherfucker. I know I can shoot pretty well, right? But, you know, having your mission and having your core values and having what's important to you will really allow you to get there. And when you take the physical things that you do, when you take the physical side and you transition that to life, that's going to make your life easier. And that's that fucking mindset that you guys have to have, right? But, you know, a couple last things just to take away. When it comes to this, that you're going to have hard days. I tattooed discipline on my wrist 1 year. I was really disappointed in myself. And still on there to tattoo it and come off. And I was really disciplined. I really was disappointed with the discipline in my life. And what I started doing was getting back in shape. And we talked about this last thing. I got back in shape, and I started applying that discipline elsewhere. All right? If you start lying to yourself, say, oh, I'm going to run today, and you don't run, guess what? You're breaking trust with yourself. All right? And you're not going to rely on yourself anymore. So when it comes down to the things you want, right? When you define what winning is, there's a quote that I want you guys to think about. And I'm probably going to fuck it up. But winning is going to be harder than you thought. And losing will hurt more than you ever imagined. Right? So winning is going to be harder than you thought. Dude, the fact that I haven't hit a fucking $1 million in my gym is driving me nuts. It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Right? So maybe it's time to pivot. Maybe. Right? I'm going to hit $1 million in my gym just to fucking do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. All right? And then losing will hurt more than you ever imagined. Yeah. Right? Losing sucks, man. I hate losing more than I love winning. I fucking love winning. But losing hurts. And to me, losing is a little different than most people. Losing is any time I can't check the box for core value. And I did that recently. I stole someone's opportunity to be a part of the gym for some stupid shit I did. And I realized I was preaching from the top of the mountain. And I forgot, hey, I climbed that mountain. Just because I'm up here doesn't mean I'm better than you. You know? So that fucking hurt. That's been bothering me for 2 fucking weeks. And I cannot believe I let myself get off my core values. And that's where it's so fucking important to have that mindset, right? Be grateful, but not arrogant, right? Be around people who challenge you and push you. And then just make sure you're sticking to your fucking purpose, right? That's what's allowed me to do this. Yep, I could have definitely made more money already. But I'm not going to sacrifice who I am, right? What I believe to get ahead. So it's really about it, guys. You know, it's thank you guys for listening. Of course, you know, a little longer podcast, a little rambly. But you know, I love you guys. That's why I do this. I wanted to play Xbox. I want to take a nap. But I want you guys to have access to this. And listen, you have access to me. IHateJohnnyBuck@gmail.com. It's probably the easiest. I'm fucking banned on Facebook again. Fucking Facebook. But yeah, that's it, man. I love you guys. I want to see you win. I don't like the direction America's going in. I don't like the fucking politics. I don't like what society looks like on social media and TV. So I'm here to do this. Right? My goal is to rebuild the American dream. Rebuild my American dream. I don't give a fuck about what yours is. As long as yours doesn't affect mine, you do you, bro. Just do it. So thank you guys. I'm going to throw a link to the last podcast in the notes. And that's it. I don't care. If you guys need me, as always, hit me up. Instagram, JohnnyBuck2, like the number 2, or IHateJohnnyBuck@gmail.com. All right, later, guys.